This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the kick spill. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Racial consultants are standing by. I'll take caller 9 right now at 844-999-OLA, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a man in Ohio is giving up all types of food and beverages for Lent, except for beer.
Yeah, I like how he does that. It's kind of like, hey, man, I'm giving up all these food. Bigger guy, right? So everyone's like, oh, that's great. And instead, I'm just going to drink beer for 40 days.
Getting all his calories in.
Mm-hmm. He's got a whole good theory behind this.
What is his theory? I like beer and I want to get drunk?
Maybe we should talk about that during TV time.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Right. Nice tease.
Trust me, it makes more sense. Because when you read the headline, you're like, that's insane. But when you actually hear how he's explaining it, I'm like, all right.
Okay, all right. Then I look forward to it. Because, right, I got to the headline, and I'm like, my man.
Well, someone else is working on it.
Well, it sounds like, right, yeah, we'll get that.
1 in 5 people with bad allergies say they've lied to their boss when they had to take a sick day. Because calling in sick for allergies seems lame. Man, if you're down, you're down.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to make everyone else sick.
Right.
Well, it's an allergy. I'm not going to get sick because you're sick.
But if your allergies are bad enough to where you don't feel like you're going to be able to be productive at work, that's kind of what the sick day is designed for.
Or call them with the, we get what, 3 personal days. And I always want to take one, so when they say, wow, I said, it's personal.
Right.
Yeah, that's what they're for. Technically, they can't ask you what it's for.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a personal day.
Cool. Start working then.
Yeah. Also, I will say this. Like, in the fall, I get some allergies, but there's nothing worse than when it's, like, a nice spring day and you can't breathe.
Right.
Ugh.
I can't see out of my eyes.
I don't care to eat with my mouth open and be a disgusting animal.
Well, how many times have I talked to you, Ted? Ted, are you feeling all right? Yeah, I'm fine. I just, I have my allergies are acting up right
Yeah, exactly.
Now.
Right. And you look like crap, and it's just like
I've been crying, man?
Yeah, I know.
You okay, man?
Are you hungover and crying? Are you high?
Like, no, allergies. I need some Claritin.
Yeah.
A new study found that breathing in right before you tackle a difficult task can make you better at it.
That's why people do that.
You mean like lifting?
You mean like taking a big deep breath?
Like breathing in general?
You mean
like take a deep breath, just relax.
Right.
That's what everybody does, right?
Yeah.
I mean, whether it's yoga, a fighter in between rounds, a coach talking to any player on any sports team, generally you're going, take a breath.
Going to the boss's office because you know you might be in trouble, right?
Yeah. Open your mind.
Everyone takes that deep breath, right? Thanks for the update.
Right. Someone stole a bunch of sex toys from a store in Nebraska, and police think it was a inside job.
Hey,
look out. Oh, wow. So clever.
I guess you had to get lubed up for that one.
I just read that one. 2 strangers on a 10-hour bus ride in England recently hit it off big time. They stripped naked and started going at it on the bus.
Sweet!
That is hitting it off big time, for sure.
And they got arrested. Within 10 hours, they met each other and decided, you know what? This is the magical moment.
Well, they got arrested together. That's it.
Yeah, why not?
They didn't even try to go to the bathroom. They just said, screw it, we'll have sex right here.
On a bus. A love story.
Shag me right here on the bus, baby.
Good for them.
Someone came up with a new genderless AI voice that's supposed to sound like a man or a woman. Well, it was either that or cure cancer.
Yay!
One of those two.
Yay!
That's important to me.
Are people really offended by the voice that gives you directions?
Right.
I mean, it's the same voice everywhere. Even our elevator here.
Lobby.
Oh, yeah.
Says it all insulting. And everything else, like 14th floor. You get to the lobby, you think, lobby.
Anybody else yell at Siri when she's giving me directions?
Nah.
Nah, because I feel like you're going to record and come back and haunt me later.
She'll tell me 4 times to take a ride. It's like, I know it's coming, okay? A new study looked at the types of health issues people all over the world are dealing with at age 65.
Oh, boy.
Found the average American doesn't feel 65 until they're about 68.
So then...
Oh, a three-year difference.
Right?
Wow.
Come on.
Wow. That's what they're dealing with?
Yeah.
Well, of course. I mean, in your lifetime, 3 years is not that big of a plus or minus window on a bell-shaped curve.
Well, then the argument then, wouldn't that be that... If you're 68 and say, I feel 65, it stands to reason then that you simply feel 68 years old.
Well, go to anybody and ask what their age is and ask them if they feel that age. You know, look to somebody who just turned 18. Do you feel 18? No, because you don't feel any different. There's no difference.
But 3 years is so stupid.
At that age.
I get it when an athlete's like, I'm 45 and I feel great like I'm 25.
Understood.
And what does 65 feel like? Like your back aches and your bones ache all the time? Like you just, you can't leave the bathroom for too long, well, otherwise you need to run back?
Used to feel like Medicare.
65 doesn't feel like anything because no one feels bad apparently until they're 68.
Right.
So 65 feels like nothing is our understanding, and when you turn 68, you feel 68.
Police in San Diego arrested a man last week who's accused of robbing several banks over the last few months. Turns out he's a neuroscientist who has a PhD.
Oh, wow, he's a smart bank robber, obviously, but not smart enough to not get caught.
Exactly.
Well, he robbed 12 of them, so at least he did 11 successfully.
Was he just robbing banks for the hell of it?
Probably to pay off those student loans.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Got a PhD, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, I'm a doctor, but for the rush of things, I rob banks.
He's a neuroscientist. This man can rewire your brain, but he has to rob banks to pay the bills.
Exactly.
I mean, he should have worked on his own brain.
A 47-year-old woman in Florida is facing attempted murder charges for shooting her boyfriend during a fight about him snoring too loudly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I read something else. She lost it a couple days before that, too, on him about something.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez. This has been building up.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
A woman that shot her boyfriend over snoring? She had this coming?
I have that story coming up for Profile This, and Miles is right. It's a fitting end to how this couple...
Right. There's no way this started with the snoring.
A third of people in relationships have been, quote, fubbed before.
What is fubbed?
It's when the other person ignores you or doesn't hear you because they're so focused on their phone.
Well, yeah.
Also, only 10% of us regularly leave the house without our phone.
And when you do, you feel great about it.
Yes, you do.
I love my phone.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
People don't get the live video if I don't have my phone, Miles.
I see. Sorry.
According to a recent survey, the top five things that can ruin dinner at a restaurant are...
Bad service.
Bad service number five.
Bad meal.
Not on the list.
Bad company.
Yeah, no.
Dirty restaurant.
You're getting closer. It's more about the conditions. You got bad service at number five, sticky table at number four, dirty dishes or silverware at number three, dirty or sticky floors at number two, which is just nasty, or a foul or unpleasant odor as number one.
Do they really need to put out a list to let us know that?
Right.
If you're at a restaurant and your table's sticky, you should be upset.
Right. I mean, what the hell?
We know.
Yeah, and wait till they bust the table before you sit down at it anyhow.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, like, generally if I walk into a place and they have sticky floors, I know the bar I'm walking into.
Right. I'm at the bar. Yeah. I'm not, you know, here,
I
mean, to eat.
Like, I'm trying to think of, like, if I've ever been to, like, a regular kind of restaurant, I'm like, why is it sticky?
And you can overcome all that. Like, if you know where you're going and know what you're getting and know all that stuff, then that's not really
a big deal.
There's a
bar that comes to mind now where when you pee, they have ice in the trough, right?
Yeah.
And, like, when you're peeing, there's vapor coming up out of the ice, and it's just pee vapor. I understand it's disgusting, but I know what I'm walking into when I get there.
Can you guys sweep up these peanuts? Doggone it.
See, that doesn't bother me either. I know where I'm going. I'm going to a peanut bar.
That threw me off the first time I saw it. It said peanuts on the floor, and I had no idea what to expect. And it was literally peanuts on the floor.
Yeah. What did you think they meant by peanuts on the floor?
I had no idea, man. They can't be much more direct. I had zero idea.
Hang on. In Mike's defense, maybe he thought you could just eat these floor peanuts.
I didn't know what it meant, man.
What did you think it might have been?
I didn't think at all. I was really excited to figure out what in the hell that meant.
Were you let down?
I didn't think that it actually meant, here, throw your waste on the floor. I'm totally fine with it, by the way. I don't mind it. I thought it was neat. I just didn't know that that was actually a thing.
Okay.
I will say this, Mike. I remember the first place, like, in Maryland that had that. And I made, like, I think I made my dad. We were like, you got to take me. He's like, why? I'm like, I've heard you could just throw the shells on the ground.
And then he was probably in.
Oh, he was 100%. Yeah, that was like thing. Like, I'm with any place I can throw the shells on the floor, count me in.
There's a picture making the rounds online of a parent that took a photo of their kid as he cuddled his pet while he slept.
Oh, this is.
There's just one issue.
Yeah, one.
It's all about 1 hour from now.
Okay, thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Steve with Throw Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Mike. Miles, it's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Nate. Welcome to the Men's Room.
How's it going?
Hola. All right, Nate, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes.
Fantastic, because I just explained it. Now, I want you to keep in mind when you hear the story, this happened before daylight savings time started, so the woman cannot use this as an excuse. But as Mike said, there's a 47-year-old woman in Cocoa, Florida, and she's facing attempted murder charges after she shot her boyfriend last Wednesday for snoring too loudly. They just started dating about a month ago, and they'd already been arguing about him snoring after she elbowed him in his sleep the night before. So last Wednesday, he showed up at her place with a bottle of rum, flowers, some candy, and a box of Breathe Right snoring strips, right? So he's got a little humor. He shows up. Sounds like, you know, he's just trying to be nice. But once they got into the bottle of rum, well, things went south again. He eventually got sick of arguing and said, you know what? I'm leaving. Then on his way out, he heard a bang, and then he passed out. And when he came to, he was lying in a pool of his own blood.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it turns out she shot him in the armpit with a shotgun. Now, luckily, he survived. He's in stable condition. She claims it was an accident. She didn't mean to pull the trigger. But she did pull the trigger and shot his ass. The question is, do you believe that this woman is black, white, Mexi, or Jew?
You said it was in Florida?
Cocoa, Florida. Not Cocoa Beach, but Cocoa, Florida.
Cocoa, Florida. A lot of crazy stuff happens in Florida. I'm going to say she is white.
I would agree.
Right, they had been dating for how long? 4 months?
About a month, yeah. And it was the first time he had spent the night at her place when she discovered he snored. She elbows him, bitches about it. He comes back the following day with the flowers, the rum, Breathe Right strips, ha-ha, right? Let's let it go. They start arguing again. I don't know if it was about the snoring again, but she ended up shooting him. When he got tired of arguing, he's just trying to leave, and she shot him.
I think the key to the story is the bottle of rum. When you bring a bottle of rum over, obviously rum is something from the Caribbean.
Sure.
But in Florida, rum is the white drink. You go to a bar, and everybody sits down and orders a rum and something, and they're all white.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good theory. I'll back you up and
all
say
right.
White.
Nate, you want to stick with white as your final answer?
Yeah, I'll stick with white.
Okay, we're going to find out if she is black, white, Mexican, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We head there to Florida for a profile. We've got a couple that started dating. I guess they've been dating for about a year or so.
A month.
Okay,
month.
The guy apparently snores pretty bad. The night before, he was snoring loudly, so he tried to make it up to her the next day, brought a bottle of rum, brought some flowers, some Breathe Right strips, you know? So
yeah, you know, yeah. Trying to make good on it, and but they got into the rum, and as alcohol is wont to do, the conversation disintegrated. She shot him in the armpit, dropped his ass to the floor. Because that's what happens. But Nate, we asked you, did you believe that this woman was black, white, Mexi, or Jew? And you guessed white right out of the gate.
You are correct. Yes, very good. And it was the rum.
Yeah, that's okay. What it is.
The rum.
Now for all TV news all time, time for TV time with Tim.
And now,
because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
The next time, just break up with a dude.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we kind of touched on this a little bit earlier. We'll go to Ohio, all right? There's a guy in Ohio, if you don't know, in the Catholic religion, a lot of people will give something up for Lent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's supposed to be hard, like something you like, you know, you want to not do.
It's what, 40 days, and it's to what, represent, Christ was what, lost in the desert for 40 days, right?
Yeah, okay. He was out there finding himself. But that's why, like,
you love pray, bro.
It's longer than 40 days if you count the Sundays. I think it's 40 days if you don't count the Sundays.
Well, okay. You can't do that. I mean, Jesus in the desert, it's not like, oh, it's Sunday, so I'm going to go to 7-Eleven and get myself a chimichanga. Like, it still sucked for him on Sunday, man. That's crap.
Good Catholics, that's what we used to do.
What, cheat day Sunday or?
Yeah.
How's that good?
I'm just saying.
If I'm Jesus, I'm like, well, hey, bro, listen, when I was in the desert, like, I didn't get Sunday off. You feel me? Like, it sucked that day, too.
I hear what you're saying. I'm just okay. Telling you how us okay. Good Catholics did.
Yeah, right.
We didn't
one.
Bother to read the book either. That's a Jim Gaffigan joke. So most people give something up. So is this guy, but he's including one awesome thing that we all love here.
I'm going to have all styles of beer. I am. Like I said, I am nervous. I'm very nervous about it. I've never, like I said, I've only fasted for 4 days. That would be their liquid bread, and that's what they call it. So the monks in Bavaria called this, they would call Doppelbach liquid bread. And basically, it would sustain them through 46 days of Lent. They think I'm crazy. I'm an Army veteran, so, you know, I was number one in my class in the Army. I've ran a full marathon before, 26.2 miles. I've done, like, you know, big challenges. But this seems very daunting. So I'm just curious if I'm up to the challenge, if I'm going to be able to do it or not.
So he's only going to drink beer. Now, his thing is the monks used to do this. But also, the monks made beer, but I want to say it was low percentage or something.
Sure.
Like, in his theory, like, if you work at a bar, maybe you could get away with this. I don't know that, like, I would say 99% of people, even at a bar, like, you couldn't show up to work every day with beer on your breath. Like, someone's going to say something.
Yeah. I mean, but I guess if you go national like him, you get that excuse, right? As long as you don't show up drunk. I mean, but I hear what he's saying, but it's only because he's thinking about it. Because I think back to, like, my late teens, early 20s, and I'm not even kidding. Like, you're broke. Any money you got either went to weed or alcohol. And I'm pretty sure I've gone at least 20 days without eating and drinking nothing but beer.
Yeah, and he said to drink water in there as well.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Still, I mean, I admire his effort.
Yeah, and it's a fun one, right?
Sure.
Absolutely.
I mean, anytime you can fit in anything athletic that, or not athletic, but something that seems like, oh, this is a challenge, but it still involves beer, people are all about it.
Right. That's why people like rugby and curling.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Right. It's guaranteed. It's beer culture, man.
Yeah.
Frisbee golf, regular golf.
Right.
Pool,
exactly.
Darts.
Yep. Bowling.
Yeah, tailgating, throwing a football. I don't know if that really counts as an athletic.
Either way.
It does. I mean, if you're throwing the football for the whole time you're tailgating, right? That's something athletic.
I mean, I'm literally in a pub league.
Right, they even call it a pub league.
Right? you know what, Thrill? I probably could have given you this one for no S, but we all remember when 2.5 Men, John Cryer was on there, Charlie Sheen was on there with him, and then, of course, Charlie Sheen had a very...
I just wanted to, you know.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Charlie Sheen, by the way, had a very public breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
So John Cryer, he admits, again, that it was too much. Says, quote, "It was crazy. It was way more craziness than I was hoping for, honestly. It was tough to see a guy who I'd seen sober to go that way. The hardest part is being involved in the process, but actually doing the shows was always great. There was never a time when it wasn't." I will say, to Charlie Sheen's credit, I give him that. Apparently, he could still show up to work and actually do his job.
This was my only...
He just couldn't keep it together anywhere around it.
Well, the thing is, it's one of those things, and this sounds terrible. This is not role model material, but I do have a strong belief in this. Like, look, people have problems. So the hell what, right? Do your drugs, do your alcohol, whatever it might be. But, and this was the point I always made with him, like, I don't like him as a human being, at least not at the time, but he shows up to work, and he's getting it done. So... the only reason we know he's outrageous is because you keep interviewing him. But if you didn't interview him, you just hear that maybe he's a lunatic, but the man is getting the job done. And at that time, Lindsay Lohan, she was somewhere in the middle of her weirdness. And I said, here's the difference. He shows up for work and gets the job done. So the other people that he's acting with, even if they're kind of sick of his behavior, they're still making their money. Lindsay Lohan couldn't make it to work. Like, she's the one I have an issue with.
He even said when he got to work, it was fine.
Right.
So when he was at the, but also said, like, when you're around Charlie, it's chaos. So, right, just so in
that's,
general.
That's the end of the quote, too. He says he hadn't talked to Charlie in a couple of years. He says, quote, it's a roller coaster when you have Charlie in your life, and I just haven't decided to get back on that roller coaster.
What is it with everyone on that show, right? So John Cryer is always John Cryer, but Charlie Sheen lost his mind. That Angus, the one who's the kid, like, he found God, and now he's telling everyone, like, this show is nothing but filth. Like, you made millions of dollars, and then in its last season, now you're going to say, this is terrible, no one should watch it. Well, give your money back.
Yeah, but he was also a child that grew up doing it, so obviously he's going to have a different view on it. Mm-hmm. So his, to me, doesn't seem as crazy as Charlie Sheen's. And Charlie Sheen also, like he was just so public about it, and then he's just an obnoxious dude.
Yeah, he's obnoxious, but if you've never actually had to do anything in your life, and look, the man's worked hard. I don't dispute that, but he didn't have to. You know, you're born in a Hollywood royal. It's like Gwyneth Paltrow, right? Like, you can like her, not like her. She's irrelevant to me. But the thing is, you were born to Hollywood royalty. So it's not like you didn't have to do anything.
When you say that, it's almost like you forget Charlie Sheen and his brother were actually garbage men.
Yes.
Oh, that's true.
You remember the documentary about their early life. Yeah.
Yeah, Men at Work.
Mm-hmm. Not to be confused with Repo Man.
Were they both in that, or was that just Emilio?
Maybe one of them, yeah.
I think Emilio is in Repo Man.
Ricky Gervais was talking with, I didn't write it down. As I said, you won't forget that, Ted. It's not Regis and Kathy Lee. They haven't been on there in years.
Wait, the
blonde chick. Ryan Seacrest and Kelly Ripa.
Yeah.
So he was talking to them, and Ricky Gervais, he's got a decent argument for staying a little chubby.
I do work out, but it's a losing battle because I refuse to give anything up. I eat and drink too much every day, and I love life, and I celebrate
for you
every day of the week with a
you ever give up drinking? I quit drinking.
I would never give up drinking, no.
Why?
Because it's too much. People say to me, oh, if you gave up wine, you'd live an extra 10 years. And I say, yeah, but they're the last 10 years. They're awful. They're the awful 10 years. I don't want those 10 years. I'm trying to get out before those 10 years happen. It's already getting to me, right? So I've always been a little bit chunky ever since I was about 28, where I gave up, right? And, but it was okay.
You gave up at 28?
Yeah, I thought, forget it. Now I only wear comfortable clothes now. It's true, but I don't care. So I have a medical once a year, and I get it all done. And how old are you?
44.
See, you've got a few years before. I've had 5 years of the finger.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's 5 years of it.
Yeah, 5 years. And only once a year.
Yeah.
And only one.
I'm there every day.
You're fine. But you're fine.
By request.
I like what he's saying. It's like, all right, I work out, but it's just to kind of counterbalance, you know, still going out and doing stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Has a drink.
I think he used to be a boxer, too.
Yeah, or and I want to say when he was hosting the Oscars, he got in, like, ridiculous shape. But that's also one of those things of Hollywood, right? I mean, look at Chris Pratt, you know? Like,
right.
He was like, I had to post that selfie of me in the gym all shredded so they would give me these roles. So I think Ricky Gervais kind of did the same thing. Like, I think he had to, like, really trim down so that he could get some of these gigs. And now he's like, well, I'm Ricky Gervais. Like, that guy doesn't have to ever work again.
Yeah, right. I think one of the best things I've heard Chris Pratt say, he landed his gig in the Jurassic Park franchise, right? So he's like, you know, I do the Jurassic Park movie. I take my kids to see it. They're at the age where this kind of movie appeals to them. They see me playing the role of whatever his name is, dealing with the dinosaurs, blah, blah, blah. They know I'm an actor. So, like, that's pretty cool. That is cool. We'll give you that. It's like, then I take them to, it's either like, I don't know, Disney World, Universal Studios, whatever, and they have a Jurassic Park section or something.
Yeah.
There's a guy, as Disney does, there's a guy dressed like his character playing the role that he plays in a movie dealing with these animatronic raptors, right? And they're snarling, and the guy goes through the whole thing. It says, we walk out of there, man, and his kid is so excited, going, Dad, I just met the real guy that trains the dinosaurs. And it's like, kind of get your ego in check real quick.
Yeah, that's kind of me.
Yeah. But the kid doesn't get it. The kid's like, nah, dude, I met the real one. Mm-hmm. You're just playing him in a movie, lame ass.
That is weird. I always wonder about that, like growing up seeing your parents like act in movies.
Yeah, I think, well,
it's like athletes, you could fathom that, right? Everybody plays a sport or whatever. That's just what your parent does. But I don't know. Acting's a different realm. That's a whole, look, I would love to do that one day, but that is a whole group of different people, too.
What do you mean?
L.A.?
Just, I mean, you spend your whole life impersonating other people.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, that, I don't know. I just, like, every time I see a story about an actor or something, it's like, can you believe he was this strange? Like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, once you have kids, I would want all of my roles, I want to play a bad guy. Just so that when my kids see me, I'm nicer in real life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if Samuel Jackson has kids, so like, oh, dude, he's much nicer in real life than any role that he's ever had.
Yeah, and
just
like,
don't play a nice guy to come home. I wish you were like your character in this show.
Or, like, you watch some movies, right? Like, I mean, like, it's not like I'm going to go out and be a cop or a fireman now. Like, I'd do that for a movie. That'd be fun.
Sure.
Riding on the truck, climbing ladders.
That sounds fun.
I'd do that.
Yeah. Learn how to slide down the pole without falling off it.
Would you do a pole dance on your way down? I would come down upside down, you know, that leg lock thing.
You know what? Do they still use the poles? We've talked about this. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, they do. I mean, they had them in Baltimore at the firehouse, yeah.
Yeah, but how long ago was it that you did that?
15, 20 years, 16, 17
yeah,
years.
Yeah,
right. I mean, so they haven't. We know Baltimore. They haven't changed the firehouse.
You never know with insurance, though.
Yeah, it could be.
Some guy, I mean, half asleep, it's falls
a,
off.
It's a significant hole in the floor. Like,
right.
It's not just a little hole. I mean, like, you jump out and reach out to get on.
Which
that
is thing. Crazy, because one thing we know about anyone that works for the fire department, these are drinkers, man. And, I mean, these are drinkers like they will drink you under the table drinkers. Mm-hmm. So the idea of a big-ass hole in the middle of the floor with a group of drinkers seems like a bad idea.
Yeah. Let's see. On The Voice, a guy proposed to his girlfriend. Didn't go perfectly. You know what? She said yes. He got added to John Legend's team. Like, he's fine. They just bumped heads when he was kneeling down.
Okay.
Like, the guy's on national TV. He's trying to be on The Voice. Robin, you seem perturbed that he did this. Oh. I am. I'm pissed.
I think she
like,
should
I turned
be pissed.
On this show to watch people sing, not to get engaged.
Wait, so it was like behind the scenes, like backstage?
He asked if he could bring his girlfriend Tiffany on stage. Seemed like something funky is going to happen.
I hope so.
She was very fired up. He said, being that John just gave me a yes, I wanted to see if you, Tiffany, would give me a yes.
No, I don't like it.
But they bumped heads when he was kneeling.
Oh.
Come on, man. She's so on national TV. So she's not going to say no. Nah, dog. I just want you for the D.
Yeah.
That
I mean,
sweet, sweet D.
That would be awful. I feel like I know, we've talked about this, I know people that have been engaged who break off engagements.
Right, right.
But you're right. Saying no at the moment it happens is tough. But I will say, I've read on BuzzFeed like a list of waiters talking about when it's happened.
Oh.
Some of them are unreal.
Sure, man.
Right?
There's no way that's comfortable. And you're not staying for dinner.
No chance.
Make sure if you're going to do that, I would ask after you get dessert. Because you went to a nice restaurant, you know what I mean? Like, if that's the game you're playing, you're spending a lot of money, the food is really good, so at least eat first.
Yeah.
Right? Get a couple bottles of wine, see what happens.
Yeah, yeah. I think you should do it just something you do all the time, right?
Like
so
what?
It's like, it wouldn't surprise them. Like, if you go to this super fancy restaurant on a certain day,
right,
like,
maybe
they might be like, maybe we know. Like, all right, let's go to the same place we always go.
Just ask her at the grocery store.
Oh man, a lot of things go on these days. A lot of things people like to do is put reviews on everything. So Jimmy Fallon had some pretty funny fake reviews.
Here's some business news. I heard that federal officials are starting to crack down on fake Amazon reviews. Yeah, apparently a lot of reviews on Amazon are fake or paid for. Usually you can tell. I mean, check it out. For instance, here's a pair of Apple AirPods. The fake review says these have amazing sound quality and great battery life. The real review says these are expensive Q-tips that you'll lose instantly.
That's the real review.
Yeah. Up next, here's one for a Fitbit. A fake review says it helped me get in shape and stay in shape. Real review says when my wife's not around, I put it on the dog.
Yeah.
This next one here is one for an Instant Pot. Review says it's a fantastic way to prepare healthy meals fast. Here's the real review. Bro, when I ordered Instant Pot, I was expecting something totally different.
What?
Like a chili warmer? What is it?
What,
next up, here's a 15-pound weighted blanket. Fake review says, so comfortable I can't sleep without it. Real review says, I wake up in a puddle of my own sweat and I'm too weak to get out of it. And finally, we have a nose hair trimmer. The fake review says, I received this as a gift and I love it. Real review says, I received this as a gift, and I was like, what the hell, Cheryl? Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nose hair. Ear hair is a tough one.
Oh, yeah. You got to look in the mirror close.
Hair where it's not supposed to be.
Well, I guess it's supposed to be.
I mean,
you just don't want to.
Yeah,
but why? Like, I get it in the nose. You're like, all right, man, it serves a function I can recognize. I'm sure it does on your ears, too, but I'm like, really?
It's to keep stuff out. Like nose, like hairs, like
right, keep debris out, and all that kind of stuff.
That's the reason the hairs on your body, whether it's in your pelvic region or whatever, it's there to protect you.
Wait, why is it on my pelvic region?
It's there to protect your Johnson.
From what? What feel?
Well, the crabs don't get on your junk. They're on
the
pubes.
That's the thing.
Yes, they're helping out.
Right.
If not, those little critters be all over your
stuff. But they like the hair.
Yeah, that's the idea.
I mean, that's the thing.
I mean, listen, man, I got a hairy chest, so I got a clean belly button. But a lot of people, there's a lot of stuff flowing in and out of there for them.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, they're not hairy enough. Hope everybody's still hungry. you know, this list is just kind of weird. These are 16 couples that have hooked up on Dancing with the Stars, right? I'm not going to go through the whole list. Obviously, if people are single and you're on Dancing with the Stars, I mean, even if you're not in great shape, a lot of people lose a ton of weight on Dancing with the Stars. So there's going to be some chemistry, if you will.
Well, but don't they have a lot of the same teachers that are on year after year after year?
Some of them, yeah.
Correct.
So what do they just hang? They hook up with whoever comes through next?
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
That's a pretty sweet gig.
That's what I was going to say. Okay, good for them.
I teach you to dance, and then we make the language of love.
And then the next season, I have sex with someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy's name I can't pronounce, and Smirnoff lady, they got engaged and then called off 9 months later. Mara Lopez also dated the Smirnoff lady.
Damn. Oh, that's what you want as a partner. Can I put in a request for Smirnoff?
Listen to how this write-up seems brutal, though. Mario Lopez and her, they dated after being paired in 2006 on the show's third season. But 2 years later, they broke up after Mario cheated.
Oh, boo.
I think we could just say they broke up. Not all people's business in our streets right there.
Jesus Christ.
The favorite one to me is Cheryl Burke. Her and Chad Ochocinco.
What?
They were together on season 10, and Cheryl later admitted, quote, "We might have had a little fling. I wouldn't take it to that word of dating."
Even I mean, the penis has a gold teeth.
Yeah, I just like that. Oh, he's a good tipper.
Jesus Christ.
He is a great tipper.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. There you go. TV time with Ted. Mike's got your headlines coming up here in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Airline has to turn completely around mid-flight when a woman realizes that she left her baby at the gate. Meanwhile, a woman suffers a severe allergic reaction to partner's medication, which is hard to dictate. Interdate sends woman a list of things she needs to do to up her game. Canadian woman gets bitten in her airplane seat and a scorpion is to blame. And in New Jersey, a bull attacks patrol car. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story. This was brought to me by our own Steve the Thrill Hill. A young boy was devastated after cuddling with his pet while he slept. The photo made the rounds online of the young man cuddling his favorite pet, Nemo, the fish, while he slept through the night.
Cuddling a fish.
Oh, the parents took a picture, man. Kid's dead asleep, and the fish is right next to him.
Dead asleep.
And the fish is dead asleep, too. He's sleeping with the fishes.
Eyes all milky.
Yeah. You see the smiles?
No.
Look at him.
Oh, that's sweet. That's sweet.
Sweet and deadly.
They found him. Nemo's in the bed.
For good.
That poor kid, man. He's 4 years old.
I love him so much. Come to bed with me.
Fish is all.
I sickly wanted him to wake up in the morning. All right, Nemo, back in the tank.
About to get sucked right into the filter. Game over.
Yeah. That poor kid. I hope he feels okay. In other news, we covered this early today. A flight from Saudi Arabia to Kuala Lumpur had to turn around when a woman realized that she had forgotten her newborn baby in the terminal.
I just don't understand it.
It doesn't mention whether or not the plane had taken off when the decision to turn around was made. I'm just thinking, even if you're working at the airline, there's those people that stand in the terminal. They clear out the terminal.
Right.
Can they do like a final look around? And then give the plane a call.
Man, I listen to the announcements. Baby, luggage, whatever. It's not mine. It's at the airport. I ain't messing with it.
Fair. I'm just saying, if you're working at the airport, you've gotten everybody and you close the door, you just turn around. There's a baby sitting in there somewhere, and even the pilot at some point could crack the mics. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to just sound absolutely ridiculous. I need everybody to kind of listen here for a second. If anybody is missing their baby, can they hit the button real fast? Yeah.
Turn that plane around.
Right. Damn.
I mean, like, I've been on planes that had to make, like, a diversion. I feel like leaving a baby is a decent excuse.
That's
like,
a good one.
We got to go get that kid.
Yeah, I mean, it's the one time I'd be agreeable. Like, all right.
Doesn't make me any less pissed at the mom.
No, she has to wait a flight now.
That's right.
I still don't know how you forget your kid at the airport. Only because, again, when your kid's that young and you're at the airport,
right,
the only thing you're honestly dealing with is your freaking kid the whole time.
Why am I so relaxed right on this flight? I feel like I've forgotten something.
Why am I in a good mood for the first time since I've been to the airport? Oh, crap.
Why is my lap dry?
Yeah, don't go there.
A woman in Spain had to be...
Don't go there.
A woman in Spain had to be rushed to the hospital after she suffered an allergic reaction to her partner's medication. Her man was taking a type of penicillin to treat his ear infection, and the medication caused anaphylactic shock that required medical attention. When asked what induced the reaction, it was discovered that she was giving her partner oral sex at the time of the reaction.
Yeah, she reacted to penicillin.
Penicillin. I was waiting on that one all day.
I mean, that's...
Yeah, why not? I'm with you.
I did not realize you could transfer stuff that way. Not like that, anyway.
A woman in England posted a conversation online.
Or does she have a nut allergy?
A
woman in England posted a conversation online from a man that she had met on Tinder and had gone on a date with. Now, as people date, they pick up certain things that they can do to better themselves, to make themselves a little bit more desirable, and help them find that soulmate. This Tinder date decided to take all the guesswork out of it for her, and he sent her, completely unsolicited, a list of things that she needed to do for him to consider a date with him.
Oh, how kind of him.
I do actually have the complete list. I'm going to try to run through it here as quickly as I can. He says, "Hello, I know we went on a date quite a while ago, but I'd like to explain why I haven't messaged you. I feel like you could have made the date much better. Here's a few reasons why. I apologize if I offend you," and this completely gives him a green light to say now anything that he wants to. "If you lost some weight, you would look incredible. Maybe about a stone or two.
That's
very
14 pounds.
You're very pale. I know you aren't a fan of the sun, but a bit of a fake tan won't hurt.
Jeez.
You have quite big boobs. You should show off your cleavage more. I think you need to wear clothes that suit your figure and maybe update your style slightly. So I'm not embarrassed to be seen with you.
Wow.
You need to dye your hair in normal color and add extensions. Longer hair is much more attractive. You need to look more natural. Stop wearing makeup and just make yourself look decent.
Get extensions and a tan, but look natural.
Mm-hmm. And let me see those.
Let me see your jubblies.
Your lips have gone down, so you should think of getting more filler. I know you said you regret it, but filler would make you sexier. You need so much more confidence. Confidence is sexy.
You're lambasting her, but say you need to be confident. You short-haired, big-boobed, poorly dressed, pasty bitch.
The fact that you take things slow makes you look like a prude. I don't get a kiss. I didn't get a kiss, which messed with my ego. Be more sensitive to others' feelings.
God, she's selfish, too.
It's a beautiful time to be a woman.
It is. when we had food, I know you got a salad, but a full fat Coke has more calories that you really don't need. You need to keep your past to a minimum. I don't care about it and what you went through.
Don't ever call it a full fat Coke. It's a Coke.
I like this one. Get a sense of humor. You didn't laugh at a single one of my jokes.
And I'm funny.
Oh, maybe that's on you.
You just seemed a bit stuck up. Sort your personality out. You made me feel like crap when you offered to pay. It's like you thought I didn't have enough money even after I told you how much is in my account.
Jeez.
You didn't compliment me once.
Oh, come on.
Is this guy for real?
This has to... I don't know.
It
hasn't been confirmed if this is fake or not, but this guy's a piece of work. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for a turn of Who Sucks Less? Men's Room Rules, and we will drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, but in the meantime, we be all about this biatch. So until next time, please, do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.